Joining me here on the line, we've got a great country singer who's put out a ton of music that everybody's familiar with, T.G. Shepherd. T.G., thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, gosh, thank you, Dave. It's good to hear your voice today.
Yeah, it's always good talking with you. We've been able to chat a little bit over the last a few years here, so it's always fun when you've got something to talk about. And we've got, man, it's been a while. It's been in the works, but your newest album, Midnight in Memphis. Why so long, do you think, T.G.?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Music has been going in many different directions, country music has, and I just really didn't know, Dave, where I fit in. And so my wife, Kelly Lang, who's also a singer-songwriter, said, just go find the greatest songs you can find, and they'll take you where you're supposed to go. So that's the reason. I just it just took a while to figure out what direction to go in.
And that's the great thing is, you know, you weren't not out there doing anything. You do a lot of touring, so you're always out there on the road for people to catch you. And like you said, yeah, with the music changing, you just have to find your songs. And you took a little while on this one, putting it together.
Well, I did, because I wanted it to be a good effort. You know, I've never been the type of artist that just goes and does an album for money. I do an album because I want people to get something out of the music. And Midnight in Memphis was just a fun album to put together. Our new single, which we just released from it, called I'm a Song, is appropriate now because it's from the song's perspective, because we've lost so many great performers this year. And when the singers leave us and they pass, they leave behind their music and their music goes on. I mean, we lost Kenny Rogers and Joe Dippy and Charlie Pride, Charlie Daniels and Mac Davis and KT Osland. It was a horrific year.
It really was. It was indeed. And that song, like you said, it gives you some perspective. This is one of those songs, and this is what I like about it, is it touches you and reaches you. And maybe makes you think of some things you haven't thought about in a while.
It does. And I think that's what music's supposed to do to people. People ask me, how do you pick songs? I pick songs that really and truly touch people's hearts or can make a difference in their life if for just 3 or 4 minutes at a time.
That's so true. And that's why I am so drawn. I listen to all sorts of music, but when it comes to country music, that's what it is. You've got the story songs that, you know, they tell something about your life. You can really resonate with it. And it's the story songs that just stand the test of time, I think.
Well, you know, in country music, it's synonymous to story songs. And I've always been a storyteller. And I think as long as you stay with a great story and a great melody that people will catch themselves walking around humming or whistling, then that's when you have big records.
Most definitely. And you've been at this for a long time, but you started out on the other side of the music world. How did you decide that, you know what, I don't want to do this. I want to be the one singing that people enjoy.
Well, you know, I was a record promoter for years, promoting other artists on RCA. And you know, Elvis was one of my artists, and John Denver and Waylon and Charlie Pride. And so I really and truly, I've always wanted to sing for a living. I just couldn't connect. I couldn't make it happen in the early part of my life. So when I turned 30 years old, Waylon Jennings told me one day, he said, look, Hoss, you need to quit promoting records and become a country singer. So I went in the studio the very next week after Waylon told me that, Dave, and cut Devil in the Bottle, which became my first number one, the first of 21 number one. So I did and never looked back.
Yeah, and that one, it may have been your first one, but that one is my favorite. I really, really love that song. You've got so many good ones out there, but whenever I hear Devil in a Bottle, I stop what I'm doing and I just listen to that one. There's something about it.
Well, you know, that was one of Elvis's favorite songs. He would run around Graceland singing that song, and it would freak me out when he would do that. I'd go, he's singing my song? Because he listened to country radio. Elvis was a country fan of country radio. And so when he would run around Graceland or wherever we were on tour or whatever, and he would start singing that song, it would just freak me out. I mean, to have him, of all people, singing my song.
Yeah, not only the first number one of your career, but Elvis was a huge fan. You've got to love that. That had to be a pretty good accomplishment to put down.
Well, you know, he was the first one that stepped up and said, look, I want to help you. I mean, I mean, at Graceland one night, we were on a plane. We had just left to go see the plane he was building called the Lisa Marie in Texas. And we were on a little small jet, and he was sitting knee to knee, and he looked at me and he said, "I bought you a tour bus today to kind of get you going." And I said, "You bought me a tour bus?" I said, "Elvis, I don't even have a band yet." He said, "Now look, I'm going to buy the bus, but I ain't paying for no band." he was a fan of my music, and that made me work even harder not to disappoint him or let him down.
Absolutely. When you've got somebody of his caliber in your corner, that's got to be a really good for the confidence, and it really boosted you. And man, you're still out there making music. This album, you've got a couple of songs that have Elvis in the title. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, I bookended the album because the album is entitled Midnight in Memphis. So being a Memphis-based artist, you know, where my home was, and having my own radio show now on Sirius XM's Elvis Radio every Friday, I'm synonymously connected to Elvis. So when I found the two Elvis songs, they were strictly by accident. I just bookended them, the opening song and the closing song. The first song is called I Want to Live Like Elvis, which tells Elvis's life story in 4 minutes. It was just a fun song. And then the last song on the album called The Day Elvis Died. We all remember where we were on certain days that famous people passed. Mm-hmm. And I just felt compelled to record that on the album too.
What better way to start and end this new album here with a tip of the hat to a guy who is right there for you all the time?
Well, you know, he was a very unique individual. I mean, he was... I asked him one day, I said, "How did you get where you are? I mean, how did you become Elvis Presley?" He said, "I just dreamed about it so long and worked hard toward it so long that one day I just walked out on stage and there they were, thousands of people." And he said, but he loved what he did so much. Mm-hmm. And people understood that. I mean, they knew he loved what he did, and he had no ego. He was just one of those real, real guys with no ego.
And one other thing I wanted to mention too, before we run out of time here, you hooked up with Time Life, and you're going to be reissuing some of your older albums for fans.
Yeah, we're reissuing 9 of my albums digitally, where you can go and download them because you never could before. And hopefully people will check out some of our older music and download it. But I also invite anybody who wants to keep up with what we're doing now with the new album to go to tgshepherd.com and listen to the music. And if you want an autographed copy, I'll send you one. Or check us out on Facebook or Instagram or, you know, Twitter. And our concert dates are starting to be added again now. So I'm ready to get back on the road.
Yeah, I know you've been itching to get back out there. We got to get you here in South Dakota. I want to see you perform live. I've listened to your music for so long. I think seeing a show in person would just be, you know, the icing on the cake.
Well, we'll see if we can't get that way before too long. I mean, as I say, we're starting to add concert dates to our website now every week. And so I think we're on the backside of this now. But I'll tell you what, COVID has sure made me appreciate performing more. I've really missed it.
I can only imagine. My goodness. Well, this new album, I encourage people to go check it out. Midnight in Memphis. I love that song. I'm a song. It is a great one. I'm looking forward to digging into the album a little bit more, TG.
Dave, thank you so much today. And stay safe, my friend.
I will do that. You and Kelly as well. And hopefully we'll talk with you again soon.
I hope so. Take care.